A number of years ago, when television was even less trashy than it is today, I heard a remarkable interview with an economist from England. Her name was Barbara Ward, also known as Lady Jackson. She had been given some kind of title by the Queen. And in the course of this conversation, she said, if we could change people's imaginations, then we could change everything. And I thought at the time, that sounds fairly fatuous. If we could change people's imaginations, then we could change everything. But for many years, I've been pondering that statement, and I think she's dead right. The world we live in is the world of our own imagination. I mean, we'd like to think, well, I'm here, it's out there, and therefore I appropriate that as it is. It's not nearly that simple. It's simply not that simple. And I think one of the easiest ways to get to what Barbara Ward was getting after is to think about the consciousness of Jesus, or of Malcolm X, or of Gandhi, or of Martin Luther King. What differentiates me from them? I look out and literally appropriate a different world. The world I inhabit, the world of my construction, is a world of self-seeking, of self-protection. And it's not just I who fit that description, but everything in the world fits that description too. So I've been trying to, during Advent, for myself and I hope for you, pray for the grace of a sense absence of God. Because until we have a real sensed absence, conscious absence of God, we'll go no place. And so to take the three Sundays of Advent, the absence of God in my life, my anger, my impatience, my vindictiveness, my self-righteousness, and that's, I think, the most difficult terrain on which to talk about conversion of consciousness, because this is who I am. And imagining an alternative me is, I think, very difficult, but I think it is doable. And I think that works for everything else that I've been trying to talk about. Imagine a different church. Where we could speak freely to everybody. Where we had some confidence of being heard, of being taken seriously. A church that is really the people of God and not some kind of institutional, hierarchical, static structure into which we must somehow squeeze ourselves. And at what cost? Unlike my training in three different seminaries for 8.5 years, the primary Christian virtue is not obedience. The primary Christian virtue is courage. Because without that, we go no place. I think it's as simple as that. We cannot imagine an alternate space, an alternate church, without reimagining myself and my place within this institution. It is an institution, but first of all, We're called to be, as the Second Vatican Council said over and over, the people of God. So that, as I suggested last week, as Paul said, everybody can talk openly to everybody to express who they are, their own vision, their own desires. And that clearly is not the church that we have. And then, finally, on a grander scale, to imagine a different world where we radically redefine, reevaluate the notion of business as usual. Business as usual. Where greed, competition, are not the determinants of our behavior as nations. Where fear is not the motivating power of our economic policy, our political policy, our diplomatic policy. And I think it is crucial. This conversion of our imaginations, I think, is crucial. Because unless we are palpably aware of the discordance between who we are, what the church is, what our world is like, nothing will happen. It's very simple. Nothing will happen. We're simply stymied. Business as usual. I don't know whether it's a function of advancing age or what, but Christmas, this Advent, has seemed more and more implausible to me. The Prince of Peace, indeed. The Prince of Peace. If that's who Jesus was above all. And if Jesus' image of the world is the image that I'm called to participate in, to embody. Imagination, the German word for imagination is Fantasie. And it sounds fantastic. It sounds ridiculous, as a matter of fact. But it's not. It is not, in fact. It's the only basis on which we can even make the most modest claim to be a follower of this poor man, Jesus.